Sports Talk 750.
Hi, I'm looking for Ray Finkel and a clean pair of shorts.
There was a time in this country when sports were revered. But people today, their values were all out of whack.
Artest looking, gets it to Bryant. Bryant dribbling, has to put it up with the buzzer. Banks it in! And the Lakers win the game!
But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier!
Put that coffee down.
Coffee's for closers only.
John Stockton sends the Utah Jazz to the NBA final.
And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart. I want to eat your children. Praise be to Allah.
Welcome to another edition of Drive Time Sports, KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM. I'm your host, Jordan Buscarini. Happy to be back at it with you. Hopefully you had a great Memorial weekend. And we got plenty of sports to talk about today. We're going to change things up a bit. We're going to talk some NHL. We got to talk some hockey. We don't typically talk a lot of hockey on the show, but the Stanley Cup Finals, they are underway. Championship Game 1 last night. Pittsburgh Penguins pulled away late. They topped Nashville 5-3. We are going to talk to Jason Strudwick, former NHL defenseman, played in the NHL for 14 seasons with a couple of squads, including Edmonton and also the New York Rangers and the Chicago Blackhawks. He is going to join us on the show. He'll help us break down Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Finals. I'm actually really excited to talk some hockey on the show. And this week, we're going to also talk some UFC as well with our good friend Larry Pepe. So you get into the, it's not the dog days of summer yet, but the local sports scene is dying down a little bit. So you try to pick up those specialty sports a little bit, give you a variety here on Drive Time Sports. We're also going to talk about a very important event coming up, the Spencer's Wishes Swing True for Life Baseball Clinic. This event has been a staple for a long time, and Phil Roundy and those who work with Phil at Spencer's Wishes, they take a lot of pride in this particular clinic, and it's about to grow times 10. Now, unfortunately, with the growth, Phil has a limited number of kids from the Castle Country that he can take, but the clinic, for those who do sign up in time, it's still free. Phil's going to announce a couple of Hall of Famers that may just be in attendance on Saturday, June 10th at Smith's Ballpark. You're going to love it. Stay tuned for that. That's coming up in just a moment as well. Let's dive into the national sports scene. And unfortunately, in the day and age that we live in, social media is cruel, it's unforgiving, and athletes are under a scope 24/7. It's just the way it works today. You know how people always say, remember back when it wasn't about the money? Professional sports have always been about money. Always been about money. You can't convince me otherwise. You can't tell me that a guy that played basketball in 1980 played because he loved the game and didn't play for the money. Professional athletes, part of being a professional athlete is the fact that you play for money. The biggest difference is social media and the amount of money that is now associated with professional sports. And athletes are under the microscope 24/7. You cannot convince me otherwise. That's the biggest difference. And I bring that up because the news that broke yesterday morning, which was a shocker, another sad story regarding Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods was arrested, basically charged, a DUI charge, early yesterday morning, according to a police report. Now, when it broke, social media just went berserk. And the memes and the the jokes towards Tiger Woods, they were all over the place. He did pass a breathalyzer test. He actually released a statement saying that it was not because of alcohol. We actually have the statement right here. Quote, I understand the severity of what I did, and I take full responsibility for my actions. I want the public to know that alcohol was not involved. What happened was an unexpected reaction to prescribed medications. I didn't realize the mix of medications had affected me so strongly. Police found Tiger Woods behind the wheel of a car that was still running, asleep. He agreed to take a breath test and a urine test. He blew a 0.0 on the breath test. It's another very sad story in what has just been a complete downward spiral for Tiger Woods. This was a guy that meant so much to the game of golf. And still, look, all the jokes right now and all the cruel things about Tiger Woods on social media, bottom line is golf is where it's at today because of Tiger Woods. And even though Tiger is not even close, he's a shell of his former self. When Tiger is in a tournament, people pay attention to it because he's meant that much to the game. It's not an empathy deal. It's a sorrow deal. And when you look at where he once was, and you look at one of the most mentally tough athletes that we have ever seen individually, and I don't think that's an overstatement. It's not a prisoner-in-the-moment type deal. Tiger Woods was one of the most mentally tough athletes that we have ever seen. Ever. He was so dominant. Tiger had an edge over any opponent on the golf course just from a sheer psychological standpoint. Great physically, beautiful swing, arguably the best golfer of all time. And over the last decade, we have just seen a downward spiral. And unfortunately, you look at the mugshot of Tiger Woods, which was released, and you just don't see the same guy. It really is a sad story. Jack Nicklaus put it best. Tiger Woods has meant so much to the game. He said, quote, "I feel bad for Tiger. Tiger's a friend. He's been great for the game. He needs our help. I wish him well." I don't know that we ever see that same dominant Tiger Woods once again. In fact, I know we'll never see that Tiger Woods once again. But it definitely is sad to see. And again, I echo what Jack Nicklaus is saying. Hopefully he gets the help that he definitely needs, because that right there is a sportsman that meant an awful lot to the game of golf. An awful lot to sports in general. Let's move on and take a look at the national sports schedule. Beginning at 4:10 today, we get Oakland and Cleveland on the Major League Baseball diamond. It was a fun week of baseball. And while this is the game at 4:10, the Dodgers and the Cardinals will meet up at 5 o'clock. Kenta Maeda on the mound going up against Michael Wacha. The Dodgers have the longest winning streak in baseball. They finished a clean sweep of the Chicago Cubs over the weekend and then easily defeated the Cardinals on the road yesterday. The Dodgers are playing great baseball, and they are now just a half game behind the Colorado Rockies with a five-game winning streak for first place in the NL West. Also in the 5 o'clock hour, we get the Yankees on the road to take on the Orioles. Pittsburgh will welcome in Arizona. Cincinnati travels on the road to take on Toronto. Again, all of these games are in the 5 o'clock hour. Milwaukee at the Mets. The Rockies play host to the Mariners. Philly at Miami, 6 o'clock hour. It's Tampa Bay at Texas. Boston at the White Sox. Chris Sale against Jose Quintana. Love the pitching matchup in that contest. Houston will take on Minnesota. We get Detroit at Kansas City. A doubleheader on ESPN following the Dodgers and Cardinals. We get the Nationals and the Giants. Start time for that game is set for 8 p.m. Gio Gonzalez will go up against Jeff Samardzija. Bartolo Colon, the ageless wonder, will take the hill tonight for the Braves as they travel to take on the Anaheim Angels. Not going to call them the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. They're the Anaheim Angels. Then we get Chicago at San Diego in the nightcap at 8:10. And speaking of the Cubs, a lot of talk of what is going on with this squad right now. Fortunately, the Central is not a good division. The Cubs have lost four consecutive games. They've now lost six out of their last 10. But they're only a game and a half behind the Brewers. And at any given time, you would expect the Chicago Cubs to get right and just start rolling. Game and a half behind the Brewers, tied with the Cardinals. I don't think the Cardinals are a great baseball team this year. They're at 500. A lot of question marks within that organization. And then you have the Reds and the Pirates, and those are C teams at best. I'd actually put the Reds below C. C-minus team at best. Pirates are probably going to be sellers here relatively soon as we approach the trade deadline. So the Central and the Chicago Cubs, a very interesting story right now in Major League Baseball. We take a look at some of the other headlines that have trickled throughout. It's been kind of a slow day. But speaking of baseball, there was talk that Derek Jeter had put together a group that would actually look to buy the Miami Marlins. Now, part of that group was ex-presidential candidate and former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, no longer interested in buying the Marlins. Ended his pursuit of the team. Two people close to the negotiation said this today. One of the people said that Derek Jeter, who was part of Bush's group, is still exploring a bid with other investors. Two people spoke to the AP saying that the parties involved aren't communicating publicly on the status of the negotiations. It looked like it was a done deal. Like, this was going to be your front-running group to buy the Marlins, which I think would have been great for baseball. Derek Jeter as an owner is something that everybody wants to see. Those are the major headlines as far as national sports go. Again, on the show today, Phil Roundy will talk about this baseball clinic. Again, he's got a couple of big names. You want to stay tuned and listen to this one. Also, we'll talk some NHL hockey. Jason Strudwick, former defenseman in the NHL for about 14 seasons. He'll join us to break down Game 1 and preview Game 2 as well. It's coming up on this Tuesday edition of Drive Time Sports, 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM. We're back after this.
Dr. Kyle Jeffrey is a board-certified general surgeon in our area that schedules office visits in both Price and Castledale. Dr. Jeffrey has experience with breast surgery, gallbladder, pancreatic, liver disease, and upper and lower gastrointestinal disease. And, of course, common preventative procedures such as endoscopy or colonoscopy. To schedule your appointment with Dr. Jeffrey for either Price or Castledale, call 613-7874. That's 613-7874.
Your car hasn't been running right, and you finally have a weekend free to start working on it. Well, lucky for you, J&D Automotive has extended their Saturday hours to help you get what you need to get the job done. J&D Auto's parts department will be open from 9 to 5 on Saturdays. At J&D Auto, you'll find name brand parts and an expert staff who can make sure you're getting all you need to get the job done right. The next time you're looking for the right part to get the job done, head to J&D Automotive on Main Street in Castledale. And now on Saturdays from 9 to 5.
Do you have a warranty on your vehicle and you're sick of waiting to get it into a shop to get the repairs done? Wait no more. Supreme Auto Repair will have your vehicle looked at within 2 hours in most cases. And they have factory-certified technicians that can perform any warranty work on your vehicle. Supreme will fix your vehicle when you want it done, even if you want it done today. No problem. So how would you like to never hear this again?
I'm sorry, but we will not be able to look at your car for 2 weeks.
Supreme Auto Repair in the Piccolo Auto Plaza. On First North, behind Smith's.
Reporting from the KOAL newsroom, I'm Jordan Buscarini with a look at local sports. Off-season workouts for the Carbon Dinos football program will wrap up heavily in the month of June as the team prepares for the season opener on August 18th on the road against the Manti Templars. Entering year three under head coach Josh Huntsman, Carbon will participate in multiple camps throughout the coming month, including the Ute Shoot 7-on-7 camp June 3rd. The team has attended the camp before, which takes place on the campus of the University of Utah.
Colleges are looking for players at that point, and so it's a recruiting tool for a college. But we go there looking at, okay, what's going to be viable for our offense? We know that we have six good passing plays right now. Are there any more that we can add? And we're going to see different defenses throughout the day from different teams of the same caliber, you know, different 3A teams throughout, you know, the Intermountain region. So you could have teams from Wyoming, you could have teams from Idaho, teams from Nevada.
That was head coach Josh Huntsman. The Ute and Shoot is known as one of the largest and longest running 7-on-7 high school competitions in the state. Most Division I programs throughout the country have found a way to implement this particular format into their team's camp while using a high school tournament as a form of recruiting. As 7-on-7 camps become more and more frequent, the benefits for teams continue to grow. Playing without pads or linemen, quarterbacks have an opportunity to find cohesion with the receiving corps. Receivers have an opportunity to play in space, improve their route running, and showcase their speed.
And so we're going to look at that and say, okay, how's this going to work against cover three? How's this going to work against cover two? How's this going to work against man? And so it's beneficial to us. We don't go into it every year expecting to win it. We go in expecting to come out with a viable offense.
A total of 25 kids consisting of juniors and seniors will represent Carbon at the Ute and Shoot. While the skill position players will participate on the 7-on-7, there will also be a lineman competition to keep all of the elements of the game involved. Following the June 3rd camp, the Dinos will take a week off before returning to 7-on-7 drills in Manti. In the month of July, the team will hold their annual Camp Carbon, which sets the stage for actual practices in August. As Huntsman continues to work on revitalizing the football program, he says there have been positives as several kids have become regulars in the weight room. He also contributes consistency to the key factor in turning the program into a perennial contender. Coming up on June 11th, it's the second annual Sunset Car Show, which is taking place in the parking lot of Smith's Food and Drug Stores. It's also presented by Coca-Cola. All of the proceeds from this car show will benefit Primary Children's Medical Center in Salt Lake City. Entries for the car show are open to all cars, trucks, and motorcycles. Again, this car show will be taking place June 11th from 4 to 9 p.m. The location is at Smith's Food and Drug Center, located at 1075 East Main Street in Price. For more information, contact Kristen at 637-6200. Do not forget that registration for the 5th Annual Price City International Days Golf Tournament is open, and it will take place Saturday, July 29th at the Carbon Country Club Golf Course beginning at 8 a.m. The tournament will once again follow the four-person scramble format and have a limit of one person with an 8 handicap or better per team. The cost for this year's tournament is $300 per team, which includes green fees, cart, and a lunch. Registration will begin at 7, and there is a shotgun cannon start at 8. Individuals are also welcome, and they will be paired with teams. All of the proceeds from this tournament will be given to local charities. To register for the tournament, contact TK's Pro Shop at 637-2388, or you can contact Nick Tatton at 636-3184. With the spring sports season now complete and school out for the summer, we'll focus heavily on Price and American Legion baseball teams in the coming days. It's also Fight Week with Fierce Fighting Championships Redemption, the fifth fight underneath the promotion, returning to the Carbon County Fairgrounds. That'll be a focus tomorrow in local sports. Reporting from the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Jordan Buscarini.
Every great team starts with a great coach, and we at Jake Miller Financial Services want to be your financial coaches. It is our mission to help clients understand their financial lives and achieve their financial dreams. Let our experience and knowledge guide you through the game of life as we provide you with only the highest quality of information and services to help you reach your financial goals. Call us for an appointment today at 637-5433. With Jake Miller Financial Services, it's a beautiful retirement for the win.
Marty's Pawn and Arcade, located on First South in Price. Marty's Pawn and Arcade features the finest in sports memorabilia, autographed items, collectible art, and so much more. No matter what sideline you're on, they'll have your favorite team's collectibles. No team is out of market at Marty's Pawn and Arcade. From past legends to current stars, Marty's Pawn has the sports memorabilia you're looking for. That's Marty's Pawn and Arcade, located on First South in Price.
Hey, this is Nick Tropiano with the Anaheim Angels, and you're listening to Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini.
Here comes a comeback. The kid is back, back on track.
We're back on Drive Time Sports, 107.3 FM, 750 AM. Kind of a dead time for local sports. We get a little bit of a break, and look, it's well-deserved for the student-athletes, the coaches, the teachers, and especially the parents. You know, you really have to get through the grind of the fall, winter, and spring sports season, and that's where we're sitting right now. However, there is an event coming up here in the local area that is geared towards baseball. I think it's a tremendous event. We talk about it every year. It's the Spencer's Wishes Baseball Clinic with some big changes this year. Now, with a direct tie to Major League Baseball and their Play Ball initiative. Now, I'm telling you, Phil Roundy is joining us in the studio right now, and he's going to talk to us about a couple of big names that may be at this year's clinic. Be phenomenal if they showed up. Phil, first off, great to get you in. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Definitely. This is a fun event. We look forward to it every year, the Play Ball event, in association now with Spencer's Wishes. You and I talked about this a few weeks ago. Play Ball, a little bit different than what we've done in the past. This is a big initiative that Major League Baseball is really pushing.
Yes, they are. Apparently, they realize that the numbers of spectators and fans has been not growing, and they want that to happen. So they want to get into reminding our youth that baseball is fun. That's the whole foundation of this, is that baseball is fun. If you think about when we were kids, you'd go around the neighborhood on a summer morning and pick up a whole bunch of kids and go have a pickup game. And it wasn't always everybody had a glove, everybody had a ball or a bat. Sometimes you'd do it on the front lawn and have a wiffle ball game, you know,
yeah.
Anything just to play. And it was one of those childhood memories that you cherish. And that's what they're trying to push, is to build memories so that everybody realizes baseball is fun. There's too many kids that are getting pushed to try to be the next Nolan Ryan or the next Clayton Kershaw or something like that, and it becomes way too serious way too soon. And so they want kids just to remember that baseball is fun.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what this event is going to be. I'm excited for this because Major League Baseball and their representatives are going to be there. The governor of the state has committed to come. Of course, politicians, I hope he's there. There's going to be a lot of media there to do interviews. The commissioner of baseball is going to do a video welcome to all the kids and their parents. We have camp T-shirts, hot dogs to eat. Each kid's going to get a wiffle ball bat and set, a wiffle ball and bat to take home and play with. There's going to be instruction. The cool thing, they're going to have a radar gun to have the kids throw a ball, see how fast they can throw it.
Very neat.
And we've never done that before, and I thought, oh, we missed. We should have done that because we have the ability there to do it. So there's a lot of really cool things going to happen that day. One of the really cool things is the kids get to hang around for batting practice, and the Salt Lake Bees don't open their batting practices, but they're going to on June 10th. So they get that, plus everybody gets to go to the baseball game that night.
And I know we can't say, but I'm crossing my fingers for a couple of names that you mentioned may show up.
Yeah, now they have put in a request for Ken Griffey Jr. and Cal Ripken Jr. to be there. Now, there is 10, or no, no, not, not 10. There are 30 venues around the United States on June 10th that are going to conduct a play ball clinic event. And every one of them but one is a Major League Baseball park. The one that is not is the Smith's Ballpark in Salt Lake City. Now, for them to let a AAA ballpark host one of these is something that shouldn't have happened. But because the Salt Lake Bees have been participants in the greater community of Utah, and I'm glad to brag, if you will, Spencer's Wishes has been part of that, and the Major League Baseball Alumni Association, George Theodore and his bunch that come and instruct our clinic, have been heavily involved in getting our youth involved or re-involved in baseball and softball. Major League Baseball saw that, so they said Salt Lake is a place we want to come to. So we have, I know our regular guys are going to be there that are former Major League Baseball players. One new one just retired last year is John Buck. He was a catcher in the major leagues. He's from Taylorsville originally, played for several major league teams. He retired, and he's coming. There's going to be, some tame names you might not know. He was Tony Regan's was the general manager of the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Major League Baseball hired him away from the Angels, and he is now a senior vice president over this RBI initiative that the Major League Baseball is conducting. He will be there, and so there's going to be a lot of Major League Baseball executives there to manage this event. They're really serious about this. They're really serious about not being serious and having fun.
Yeah. Well, this sounds like a great, great day. And again, we're being joined by Phil Roundy of Spencer's Wishes talking about the play ball event, which is coming up. It's right around the corner on June 10th, actually. Now, Phil, you have a cap this year. I know in the past you've been a little bit lenient. It was 150, 200 kids, but if you could take a few more. That's not the case this year. They've given you a number of kids that can register for free, and that's 75, and that is it.
Yeah, that's because they're trying to get a bunch of kids up in the on the Wasatch Front involved also. I am just very, very humbled that Major League Baseball would say, we want Spencer's Wishes bunch there too. These Eastern Utah kids have been willing to come all the way to Salt Lake to do a clinic. We want them back. And so we are invited, but I have a cap of 75 kids because there's going to be, they want to do about 300 in two sessions. And so for them to give us 75 of those spots is amazing. So Major League Baseball, the Salt Lake Bees, and the Major League Baseball Alumni Association is inviting 75 Eastern Utah kids. Now, we've publicized this, and so I have a number of applications already, and I have spots for about 20 or 25 more. So, well, I got a bunch yesterday, so maybe 18 or 20 more spots. So you need to register ASAP. Now, to get on my list, you need to go to spencerswishes.org, click on the baseball link. Then you can download that form. You need to fill it out, have mom, dad sign it, and either scan it back and email it to me or send it to me in the mail. But when I get to 75, I need to close the application process. So we have about 20 left. You need to get on board ASAP or your kids will miss this. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. This will probably never come back to Salt Lake City. Once in a lifetime. This is something that your child has a chance to get involved in this year on June 10th. It starts at noon. It's Smith's Ballpark. And if you don't get on board, your kids are going to miss this. And they will be very, very sorry that they did when all their friends come back talking about how cool this was. And they didn't take the chance to apply and sign up.
It's free.
And it's free. All of it's free. Now, I'm going to give some more information to those people that have already registered, but Major League Baseball is going to require that all of us go online and register with them also. This registration you're going to do through spencerswishes.org gets you on the list. And then I'll give you some information when you do that, for you to go online and spend. I did it this morning. I went on, and just to say that I could do it, go to this website, the Salt Lake Bees website, and register, and put your kids' names in there. Basically, what it is they want to know if your kid is playing organized baseball. If not, they will suggest a league for you to approach and get your kid involved. They want kids to get involved in Little League baseball or softball so that the kids will learn that it's fun to play, and they'll be a fan for life. So that's the point. So
again, it's a great initiative that Major League Baseball is really pushing throughout the entire country. It's sad that you just don't see the Sandlot issue, you know, the Sandlot stories anymore. Kids not out playing baseball with you know, 15 kids going out and playing ball in the summer. It seems like those days are almost like a distant memory now, aren't they?
That's right. I mean, you used to go out and while you were running out to play defense, the kid that was playing your spot would toss a glove to you because not everybody had a glove, but you were out there playing. And sometimes the baseballs you played with didn't have any leather left on them. They were just strings. But you played because it was so much fun. And we want to get back to that. Let's let little kids have fun playing baseball. And these Major League Baseball alumni guys that have conducted our clinic for years, that's been their mindset. They don't care about all the million-dollar contracts and, you know, and being mad because somebody slid into you or something. They have a passion for baseball, and they want little kids to develop that also. And put the Game Boy down, get up from the you know, game and playing that for a while, and go out and hit a ball around and run around a little bit. That's healthy. It's a lot better for little kids. So just go have fun. That's what the point is.
Play ball again. It's going down June 10th at Smith's Ballpark in Salt Lake. Again, Phil, before I let you go, any more information that somebody needs to get on this? Best way to go about getting a hold of you?
Yeah, they can give me a call. Give me a call. 435-630-0205. Call me, text me, and I'll get with you, and I'll answer any questions you have. I'll help you sign up. I'll get you on the list, and your kid's going to go have a great time. The only thing we require is that parents or guardians get the kids to Salt Lake and get them back again. That's June 10th. It starts at noon at Smith's Ballpark in Salt Lake City. That's a little later than we normally do. So you have a little more time to get there. Your kids are going to go have a ball. They get to hang around for batting practice. And then everybody gets to go to the baseball game that night. They're playing the Albuquerque Isotopes that night. So
It's going to be fun, that is for sure, Phil. This is so neat that Spencer's Wishes is involved with something like this, and us here in the community have an opportunity to go up to Salt Lake and experience this play ball event. Thank you for all your work that you do here in the community, and thank you again for taking the time to come down to the station and talk about it.
Oh, this is our pleasure. Now, to remind you, this is for children from the age of 6 to 13 this year. Age 6 years old to 13. So if you've got a boy or a girl that plays baseball or softball or is interested in that or has played in the past and said, I don't want to play anymore, sign them up because this is going to re-energize them. This is going to get them, build the fire under them again so they have a great time. June 10th, Smith's Ballpark in Salt Lake City. It's free, and they get to eat hot dogs.
And they may get to meet Ken Griffey Jr. and
that's
Cal Ripken.
Right,
like, look,
right.
I'm excited just talking about it because we're going to be there. I hope I get to meet Cal Ripken and Ken Griffey. That's fantastic. That's amazing.
That is great. I'm excited. This year, since Major League Baseball's in charge, they said, you just get the kids there and then we'll take over. So this year I get to sit and watch.
You get
to have
fun.
Have to run all over the park.
You'll get to have fun. Phil, it's fun to talk about this event, and I know we'll get you back in after the event and recap it, but thank you again.
All right. Thanks, Jordan. Please sign your kids up. I've got just a few spots left. I'm excited, and you will be too. Spencerswishes.org or give me a call, 630-0205, and I'll help you out.
Phil, have a great day.
Thank you.
Again, that's Phil Roundy of Spencer's Wishes talking about this great Play Ball initiative from Major League Baseball, tying in to the Spencer's Wishes Clinic. Make sure your kids go to this. Only a couple of spots available. They had to slice the numbers all the way down to 75. And I'm telling you, it's going to be a great, great day at the ballpark. We've got a break for just a moment. When we return, let's talk some hockey. Yeah, we don't talk a lot of hockey here on Drive Time Sports. We really don't. But Jason Strudwick, former NHL defenseman, spent 14 years in the NHL with Edmonton, also spent some time with the New York Rangers. He's going to join us to talk Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Finals. Last night, the Pittsburgh Penguins topping the Nashville Predators 5-3. So we're going to get a former defenseman from the NHL to break that down for us next, right here on Drive Time Sports.
Whether you're with coworkers, family, or friends, going to lunch is always a battle between appetites.
Where should we go?
You decide. I always decide.
On and on until everyone's starving. Big Mo's Eatery is always the right answer for lunch, no matter the argument. Big Mo's salads are refreshing and full of flavor. Order a juicy half-pound burger and fresh-cut fries, and you'll be full all day. For the indecisive, try a turkey bacon avocado or savory French dip. Win the lunch spot battle every time by choosing Big Mo's Eatery and price.
You could stop by any convenience store in the Castle Valley. But let me tell you why Single Stop in Wellington is the only place I go. Single Stop sells Shell gasoline. Shell, regular, and plus gasoline meets the top-tier standard and contains more than 2 times the amount of cleaning agents required by the EPA, which actively cleans your engine while you drive. While you're there, grab yourself a coffee, fountain drink, or a slice of Single Stop's homemade pizzas. Their friendly service makes you feel like you're part of the Single Stop family. So stop by Single Stop today, 690 East in Wellington.
Saturday, June 3rd, Fierce Fighting Championship returns to the Castle Country with Redemption. It's a battle in the cage as the top men and women MMA fighters throughout the state battle on a stacked card that features main event Mike Jones and Ben Robinson.
This is Mike Jones. Don't miss Fierce Fighting Championship Redemption on June 3rd when I get to go toe-to-toe with Ben Robinson in the main event.
Tickets start at just $30 and are on sale now at FierceFightingChampionship.com. The doors will open at 5 and the event will begin at 6. Fierce Fighting Championships Redemption is brought to you by Castle View Hospital, Badlands Fabrication, Dugout Canyon Mine, The Auto Farm, Tony Basso GM, and Tire King.
Hello, this is Dr. Blake Hillstead with Castle Valley Orthodontics. I recently took over Dr. Broadwater's orthodontic practice here in Price. I'm excited to work with the patients and community here in Carbon and Emery County. We provide orthodontic treatment for children, teenagers, and adults, and also offer Invisalign, the clear alternative to braces. My passion is creating beautiful smiles one person at a time. Call us today for your free smile assessment at 637-2222.
If you can't swing like a pro, you can at least look like a pro with the help of TK's Pro Shop at the Carbon Country Club. TK's has it all from clubs and balls to lots of hats and shoes and a great selection of shirts with many colors and sizes to choose from. With the help of the experts at TK's Pro Shop, not only will you look like a pro, you'll be playing like a pro too. Spring is here. The golf course awaits. Get in and gear up today at TK's Pro Shop at the Carbon Country Club Golf Course.
How do you define RV? Well, at Desert View Federal Credit Union, we define it as relaxing vacation. And we're here to help you get started on that rest relaxation quicker than you think with a low-interest RV loan. At Desert View Federal Credit Union, we make the process quick and easy so you can start enjoying your summer weekends in the RV of your dreams. No matter how you define it, Desert View Federal Credit Union is here to help you finance it. Come in and get pre-approved today at your local branch in Huntington or Farron.
Membership and eligibility apply. Loans on approved credit. Member NC.
Watson has it. Comes out in front. Drops it off. They score! The Predators tie the game. It's Gaudreau. Puck sent ahead by Josi. Turned back by the Penguins. Here they come. And it's Getzel with a shot. He scores! Penguins take a 4-3 shoots for the empty net and scores! With 62 seconds remaining, 5-3 Penguins.
Westwood One Sports sounds of Game 1 of the Stanley Cup as the Pittsburgh Penguins grab a 5-3 victory over the Nashville Predators. Nick Bonino leads the way for the Penguins with 2 goals. Sidney Crosby, he finished with 2 assists. Now, Game 2 of the Stanley Cup will take place tomorrow. Pittsburgh looking to become the first repeat champions in close to 2 decades. In the NHL. Joining us over the phone right now to break down Game 1 and to talk hockey in general, we have a very special guest. He spent 14 years in the NHL, spent some time with the Edmonton Oilers, the New York Rangers, and the Chicago Blackhawks, as well as the Vancouver Canucks. He now works for TSN Radio 1260 in Edmonton. Jason Shrewdwick. Jason, it's a pleasure to get you on the show today. Thank you for taking out the time to join us.
Oh, thanks for getting me on. I love talking about the NHL these days.
Yeah, you know, it's a fun time. It's a fun time, and I'll admit we don't talk a whole lot of hockey here on Drive Time Sports, but when you get into the Olympics and when you get into the Stanley Cup, I think those French fans, they kind of find a way to glom onto the sport. I mean, it's a unique time, to say the least.
It sure is. You know, when you're seeing some of the top players in the league, if you've never watched hockey before, now's the time to watch it. Tune in and watch the Pittsburgh Penguins playing against Nashville. The Penguins, their captain, Sidney Crosby, respected widely as one of the top two, if not the best player in the NHL. Another player on Pittsburgh's Malkin, number 71, one of the top centers in the league. On the other side of Nashville, Pekka Rinne, he stands about 6'7", 6'8". He's a goalie, and he is one of the best goalies in the league. So there's a collection of stars. If you're going to start watching hockey, now's the time.
Let's talk about Game 1. Now the Penguins, they get off to the start. They score 3 goals in the first period. They add 2 more in the third. They grab a 5-3 victory. Going into the Stanley Cup, look, if you look at what Nashville done, the body of work in the Western Conference, they got there off of their hot defense. You mentioned Pekka Rinne, one of the best goalkeepers in the league, if not the best. He was on a hot streak. Did it shock you that Pittsburgh scored 5 goals in Game 1?
It did. You know, and I really feel that Pekka Rinne has to be better than Matt Murray, the goaltender for the Penguins, to make this series a win for them. Last night he had a couple that he liked back, but a really weird game. You know, I've never seen another game where at a high level, competitive level, where a team went 37 minutes on the game clock without a shot. And that's what happened to the Pittsburgh Penguins. 37 minutes in a row without one shot getting through to Pekka Rinne. A couple of reasons for this. One, that the Nashville D, as you mentioned, did a good job stopping them, keeping them to the outside. And then when they did take shots, they were blocked or deflected away from Pekka Rinne. But then on the 38th minute, when he did get his first shot, Jake Guentzel scores the goal that ultimately proved to be the winner. You know, the Penguins, they're a team I picked to win the Stanley Cup. I thought they would win this series in 6 games. So they're off to a good start as far as being up 1-0. But they did everything to lose this game except score more goals than Nashville. I mean, Nashville played a very good game. They came back. I thought they controlled play for the bulk of it. And for the Penguins, there's a lot of things to not do again, because if they play like they did in the first game, they will not lose, or they will not win Game 2 like they did Game 1.
Again, our guest right now is Jason Shrewdwick. He's with TSN 1260 in Edmonton. He's also a former NHL defenseman himself, spent some time with the Edmonton Oilers and the New York Rangers. Jason, let's talk in particular here about Nick Bonino. Last night, he does score 2 goals. What a way to bounce out of a slump, right? Score 2 goals in Game 1 of the Stanley Cup.
Wow, you know, he's a guy that, you know, they need offense. You know, the NHL's kind of moved away from, you know, 1 or 2 scoring lines and a checking line is your third line. You know, Bonino centers that third line, and they need him to produce. They don't need him to go crazy. Like last night, I say he was going crazy, but they need him to do something. And last night, he got really lucky. You know, the one backhand went off the defenseman, Matthias Ekholm, into the net. But that being said, it really doesn't matter how. You don't draw a picture on the scorecard, you know, like in golf. They count, they get it done. And I think that'll be a boost to Nick Bonino. You know, they need him scoring. Same with Jake Guentzel. Guentzel had 9 goals, but he hadn't scored in a long time in the playoffs. So now all of a sudden, he's got a goal, a nice goal, very good, like a goal scorer's goal. It wasn't a lucky one like with Bonino. This is a legitimate goal. So I think he'll have more confidence. He'll feel better about himself now as he moves along in this playoffs. And that is dangerous if you're the Nashville Predators, because you don't want players feeling good about themselves who have been struggling, you know, the last, let's say, 5-6 games for the Penguins.
let's flip and talk about the Predators here for a moment. Is it safe to say that even though they came out on the short end of the stick in a 5-3 setback, they outplayed Pittsburgh for the majority of the game? Is that fair to say?
Oh, 100%. You know, and after the game, P.K. Subban said that. He said, you know what, with all due respect, he said, we deserve better in this game. And I 100% agree with him. When I look what Nashville did, I thought they did a really good job in making life difficult for the Penguins defensemen. The Penguins are without Chris Letang, their all-star defenseman. He's out for the whole playoffs. And they were getting in on top of Penguins and disrupting their breakout so that the Penguins couldn't get nice, clean breakouts. But the Penguins have a lot of fast forwards, like to skate the puck. But if you don't allow those players to get the puck, they're not going to be able to use their speed and attack you with speed. And when they did do it, the top four defensemen for Nashville particularly, they got up and took away the time and space of those forwards. So instead of have a big gap where maybe the Penguins forward gets it at the blue line and the Nashville D-men are at the red line, they were meeting them right at the blue line, so they had no time and space to get going. And you can see it frustrated the Penguins, but more importantly than that, it slowed down their attack. So it made the job a lot easier for the Nashville Predators. When the Penguins did get up the ice, they dumped it in, and they did a bad job of dumping it in. What I mean by that is that they allowed the puck to go behind the net, where Pekka is one of the better puck-playing goalies in the league. He'd stop it and make a quick play to his defenseman. If I'm the Penguins coach, Mike Sullivan, next game I instruct my forwards, just dump it in soft so it dies in the corner, or you can cross corner so it doesn't end up behind the net where a very good puck handling goalie like Pekka can really make a big difference in this game.
If we stick with the Predators here for a moment, I know that they eliminated Anaheim without Ryan Johansson, but how much is he going to be missed in this series?
Oh, that's a huge problem. That's a huge problem. That's why that reason alone was the reason I chose Nashville to lose to the Penguins in six games. I really think that, he's a guy, he's a big body, he creates offense, and now you look at their centermen. They've got Colton Sissons, who's had a pretty good last few games, but he's not on the level of Sidney Crosby and or Malkin. They've got Mike Fisher, a very capable veteran, who hasn't scored. I don't believe he has a point. Maybe he got 1 point last night, but he doesn't have any offense. So at some point, you need to get offense created from that center position, whether it's through a goal or setting up his line mates for nice goals to score. So I think that's a story we'll see repeated over the course of the seven games. Because, listen, both teams are going to make adjustments. I mean, hockey's all about adjustments. You watch football or baseball or basketball, there's a lot of adjustments that are a little bit more obvious. In hockey, it's a little bit more subtle, but there are constant changes being made. So both teams will look at the film, figure out what they can do better for next game, and there will be adjustments. I think for sure, for Nashville, you keep doing what you're doing, but for the Penguins, they're going to want to get back to the puck quicker, get it up to the forward so they can use their speed. And that is where you don't have a guy like Johansson. They can hold the puck down low and take up time and take up space. Now, that's where Nashville is really going to find a problem when Penguins make some adjustments.
Jason, I want you to talk to a fringe fan here for just a moment, because when you mention great athletes in the four major sports here in the United States, with hockey, it's kind of synonymous with Sidney Crosby. I mean, that's the name that you will directly correlate to hockey, at least here in the States. So with that being said, it's somewhat special to have somebody of Crosby's caliber back in the Stanley Cup, and the Penguins are looking to become the first repeat champions, I think, since like 1998, right, with the Detroit Red Wings, if I remember correctly. So it's a unique situation to begin with.
It sure is, and it's not every year that the star players in NHL make it to the finals. There's very good teams. You look at the NBA finals, and the best way I can explain is, LeBron James has been now in seven finals in a row, which is a ridiculous stat to think about. But it's smaller. There's only five guys on the court at one time. And that player, LeBron, if he needed to, could play the whole game. That's a very real possibility. On this other side, same with the Golden State Warriors. They've got guys that can play the whole game, a lot of stars. But with hockey, your best player, your best defenseman, he might only play 25 minutes of the 60. So that's a big difference. So he's not even on for half the game. And that may only be, maybe 10, 15 players in the NHL could play those kind of minutes during the regular season. Playoffs, it goes up a bit. And for forwards, maybe they get to 22, 23, 24 minutes. There's so much skating, so it really does take a good team. You need your stars, but you have to have good depth underneath it. And that's what the Penguins have done a good job, surrounding Sidney Crosby with good depth players, good character players, they can help, they'll push him to the final. But, Sidney Crosby now, this is his fourth time, I believe, to the final in his career. And, if he's lucky, he might get here one or two more times. before his career is over. It's very difficult to do, very hard to get there. And so now is the time to tune in and see one of the greatest players of his generation, and quite frankly, of the entire NHL history, in action.
You did mention adjustments for Game 2. Is it a must-win for Nashville? Do you view Game 2 tomorrow night as a must-win?
No, I don't think so. I think that, you know, they're very comfortable playing at home. That Nashville building is a loud one. And if you're not familiar with where the rink is, it's right on Broadway, and there's a strip of country bars a mile long. It's a great place. I used to love going there. After the game, you'd shower and sprint to the bar as fast as you could. So you beat the coaches. So the coaches wouldn't be able to get the top country music bars. But it's going to be a great place. So I think that, you know, it'd be important for them to win, but it's not all lost, because they can come home and they can win their two games at home. And now all of a sudden you have a best of three. So it would be ideal, but I would not be distraught if I was Nashville. Especially if they play again well, then they're like, you know, guys, we can win game three, game four. We take this down to a best of three. And we know we played well in Pittsburgh. We can come back and win one game in Pittsburgh, because that's all it takes. You just have to win one on the road, and you've got four wins.
Again, Jason Strudwick, former NHL defenseman, joining us on the air right now. Jason, it was definitely a pleasure to get some insight on the Stanley Cup. Before I let you go, please let the listeners know where they can find more of your work.
Yeah, you know, I work on, so I'm a co-host of the Drive Time show here in Edmonton, TSN 1260. You can find it online or a different place. On my Twitter handle is Jason_Strudwick. But I'll come on anytime you want to talk hockey, I'm your guy.
Hey, I'm going to reach out to you here relatively soon. It was great to get some insight, especially from a former player. So, Jason, thank you very much.
Anytime.
Former NHL defenseman Jason Strudwick joining us here on Drive Time Sports to break down Game 1 of the NHL Stanley Cup. We got a break for just a moment. We do have more Drive Time Sports coming up right after this on 107.3 FM and 750 AM.
Many people believe baby teeth don't matter because they're just going to fall out. The truth is, baby teeth do matter very much. Good dental health in children fosters good nutrition, aids in speech development, builds self-esteem, and enables children to learn better in school without the distraction of dental pain. Dr. Markham and Dr. Lund with Price Pediatric Dental are here to make sure your child's dental health is in check, all while making it a comforting and inviting experience for children. Call today and get your child on the road to good dental health. For appointments, call 637-9590.
You want to retire someday, but banking on the market to fund your retirement can be risky. Farm Bureau agents Richard Hackwell and Billy Vigor in Price can help you lock in solid gains and never lose money. Make sure the market doesn't break your bank. Call Farm Bureau agents Richard Hackwell and Billy Vigor today and protect yourself from downside risk. Surrender of the contract may be subject to surrender charges. Withdrawals before age 59 and a half may result in 10% IRS penalty tax. Additionally, there's a charge for a simple 7-income rider once it's activated. Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
Remember growing up and spending those summer days at the park? Summer picnics were always accompanied with some juicy chicken from KFC. At KFC, the Colonel's secret recipe is still going strong, and their $20 fill-up meal has got your picnic covered. That's right, just $20 will feed your family well with 8 pieces of chicken, a large coleslaw, 2 large bowls of mashed potatoes and gravy, and 4 biscuits. Grab your kids a blanket and a $20 fill-up meal, and let the summer picnic tradition continue with the help of KFC.
In 1981, Drew Leroy opened the original 3,000-square-foot Food Ranch. Today, Food Ranch has grown to over 21,000 square feet, along with a full hot deli, bakery, meat shop, and racquetball court. But the area Drew is most proud of is the Spartan's Den. This is where the kids from Memory High can hang out and have lunch or just sit and talk. This just reinforces Drew's commitment to the families of Emory County. Food Ranch would like to thank you for your continued support for years to come.
For over 50 years, News Talk KOAL's Barter Bar has helped listeners buy, sell, and trade from everyday common items to the unusual. You'll hear it on Barter Bar. Holding a yard sale? Looking for furniture? Or want to trade your car? Put it on Barter Bar, online and on air. Barter Bar, a Castle Country tradition. Weekday mornings at 9:30 on News Talk 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM KOAL.
Yeah, what's up? This is Metal World Peace, and you're listening to Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buskery.
Some breaking news coming out of Major League Baseball. I'm sure you saw the Bryce Harper-Hunter Strickland brawl, right? You didn't miss that yesterday. Major League Baseball has handed down their suspensions. Bryce Harper has been suspended 4 games, Strickland 6, for their involvement in yesterday's brawl. Both will be appealing the ruling here. I don't know what Strickland could possibly be appealing. I don't know if you're a Bryce Harper fan or not, but if you're not, you even have to admit that Strickland crossed the line on intentionally hitting a guy. And this is one of the crazy things when we talk about Major League Baseball. Keep this in perspective. You're throwing a rock 95 miles an hour at someone. It's going to hurt, and it's going to hurt really bad when it hits them. That's the way I've always viewed throwing at someone intentionally. You just don't do it. And Strickland and Harper, they go back. I mean, Harper went yard not once but twice off of him back in 2014. I think it's the first time since they've actually met since then. It was. First time since 2014. Both players were ejected from the game. Here's where it gets really interesting. Harper was suspended and fined an undisclosed amount for charging the mound, throwing his helmet, and fighting. Now, if you haven't seen the fight, that's one of the worst helmet throws in the history of Major League Baseball. But I think the reason why is because Harper, I think he thought like mid-throw. He's got the helmet cocked back, and he thinks to himself, that's a 5-game suspension. That's a 6-game suspension. I think he caught himself and then decided, you know what? I'm just going to go deck him with my fist. Even the Giants thought that Hunter Strickland crossed the line with this one. Bryce Harper said it best. Either you go to first base or you go after him. I decided to go after him. Strickland should definitely be I'm glad that Major League Baseball, I think they got it right, because Strickland getting the suspension to the amount that he did, it works. He's getting 6 games. Harper's getting 4 games. I think it works. He definitely was he caused that whole thing yesterday. Major League Baseball handing out fines. Something else that crossed the waiver or the news wire, and it's just absolutely insane to me with hockey. We've talked a lot of hockey on the show today. By the way, it was great to get some insight from a former player, right? There's actually a fan that was charged for throwing catfish on the ice in Game 1. In no other sport do you have to deal with that. Jacob Waddle, 26 years old, he's from Tennessee, charged with summons of disorderly conduct, possessing instruments of crime, and disrupting meetings and processions. He threw the catfish over the glass onto the ice during the second period. In no other sport do you have to deal with this. There's an actual catfish laying on the ice. Now, I know it's not the first time it's ever happened in hockey, but it's just bizarre. How do you get that in? How do you get that into the arena to begin with? You know what I mean? Like, you have fans that are always trying to take signs and stuff in. This guy took a catfish into the arena and decided to huck it over the glass onto the ice. I just don't get it. Out of time on this edition of the show. Tomorrow is going to be a fun one as well. We're going to talk some of the major storylines in the UFC with Larry Pepe of Pro MMA Radio. Definitely looking forward to getting Larry on the show. He is a fantastic mixed martial artist mind. That'll be great. Thank you to Jason Strudwick and also Phil Roundy for taking out the time. Remember to check out CastleCountryRadio.com. You can get archived versions of Drive Time Sports. It's a podcast on demand. Just go check it out at CastleCountryRadio.com. I will catch you tomorrow. Be safe. I am out. Every time I walk through the doors at Big Don's, it's like I've entered my own little Italy, with a twist, of course. You see, there's pizza, and then there's Big Don's Pizza. Huh? You'll know exactly what I mean when you try the Mexican Fiesta. It's like a top-notch taco on a pizza, or the Hawaiian Luau. One bite of the shredded ham or the fresh pineapple, and you're walking the beaches of Waikiki. Or my personal favorite, the Greek Street. Greek sausage, spinach, artichokes, feta cheese. What's not to love? Pizza is not just pizza at Big Don's, located at 170 West, 100 North.
Hi, this is Mark Holyoke, CEO of Castleview Hospital. I'd like to take a moment and congratulate the staff at the hospital for their hard work, dedication, and tireless commitment in helping earn a ranking in the top 100 rural hospitals in America. The measures of the